Do you feel through your experience that empathy is losing its place within the workplace generally?
I reckon if you'd asked me that a couple of years ago, I might have said perhaps. Mm-hmm. But I think the more we understand about neuroscience and the more we're really getting a sense of what happens within our brain when we're at work and what does good leadership look like from a brain perspective, I think we're starting to see evidence of, you know, the so-called softer skills like empathy and how valuable they are.
When you're working with teams, what kind of a priority do you put on empathy?
Really high. You know, empathy is the ability to be able to understand the emotions of other people. And it's a key component of social intelligence. So, that, you know, emotional intelligence is my ability to understand and regulate my own emotions. And then social intelligence takes that one step forward, and that's my ability to understand and to influence the emotions of other people. So if I can't recognise your emotions, then I can't influence you. So it's critical, and it's particularly critical in leadership teams because they need to have such strong levels to be really highly functioning teams. They need to have high levels of trust between one another as well as being able to show empathy right through the organisation. Something that, critical.
That can be a little tricky sometimes though, can't it, if you're literally worlds apart? I mean, the world that the CEO lives in is very different to the world that the part-time receptionist lives in.
Absolutely, and yet we're all human. We all have some of the same fundamental needs.
Do we forget that in a workplace, or are we pretty good at identifying that?
I think the best leaders don't forget that. The best leaders maintain that. And there's a saying, I can't remember where it came from originally. It's something along the lines of people won't remember what you say, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Oh, exactly.
And I think good leaders know that.
With the good leaders, are they few and far between, or is it something that we're constantly working on in your experience with teams?
I think it's something we're working on. And all of these things can be learned. So the more people understand what makes a good team and the more they have a commitment to make a good team and the more they understand one another, then the more empathy develops and some of those other skills that really, really matter for teams. I can think that a team I'm working with at the moment, and there wasn't a high degree of empathy for one another because they weren't feeling safe. And some of the reasons they weren't feeling safe were historic in the culture. And some of the other reasons they weren't feeling safe were just misunderstandings about one another. So in my work with them, the more we could help them understand themselves and help them understand each other, then those misunderstandings fell away and empathy was then possible again. And if you haven't got a leadership team having empathy for one another, then how can they display that through the organisation?
Corinne, what about when there's one particular person in that team who's going through maybe a life-changing event? It might be an illness in the family, and people start out with empathy, but after a little while it starts to wear thin on them. How do we deal with that in a workplace?
That's an interesting question. How do we deal with that? Well, I think as leaders, what you're looking for overall is the short-term success and the medium and long-term success. So if you've got someone who is struggling for reasons that might be outside work, then what's the investment you've made in them up until now? What's the investment that they've made in the organisation? And if you can cut them a little bit of slack, then when they come back, how well will they engage then? So I think there's really a place for empathy. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that people are doing the best with what they have available at the time.
And as a workplace, if let's say there's a person who, you know, you've got empathy for them, but they continue to not meet the mark where everybody else is able to reach, that's when we have to step up and say, well, what kind of training might you require? Or do you need some support in this avenue of your life so that the work avenue can then become priority and productive again?
That's exactly it. I think whilst I'm have a very firm belief in the softer skills like empathy, I think as leaders we do have to make decisions. And I tuned in ABC Radio, of course, tail end of an interview that Michael Gross, who's a parenting expert, and was years ago, and I didn't hear the whole interview, but right at the end he was saying something like, the welfare of the family is more important than the welfare of any one child. And I thought that's such an applicable concept for leadership. And the welfare of the team overall is more important than the welfare of any one individual in the team. And ideally, you want to look after the welfare of the individuals and the team. But if you've got someone who isn't able to do the work or isn't willing to do the work, then you need to support them to be able to do it. But ultimately, if you can't support them to do it, then as a leader, you need to support them out.
If you naturally do have empathy, making that decision, though, can be one of the hardest and most horrible parts of being a leader.
Yeah, true. And that's where you need to balance your empathy for the individual and the empathy for the team.
It's always a struggle and always a juggle.
Always a struggle. I like that. I've not heard that phrase before. Always a struggle, always a juggle. But let's not make it a struggle. let's find ways to engage with people so that it isn't a struggle.
Is that the key to being able to relate to everybody and engage with everybody in that team at some level?
I think it is, yeah. Being able to, and there's an element of being able to put yourself in their shoes. And just, I think for me, it always comes back to what I said a moment ago. Everyone's doing the best they can in this moment. And it might not look like a great job, but it's the best they can do there and then, and so support them to do better.